is the story of two little dicky birds. On a high wall in a corner of the garden, where the sun shines in the afternoon, sat two little dicky birds. One had blue feathers and his name was Peter. The other dicky bird had green feathers. Can you guess his name? That's right, his name was Paul. They were the best of friends, most of the time, and liked to sit together on the high wall in the afternoons and have a chat. "What did you do today?" asked Paul. "I flew to the top of Edinburgh Castle," said Peter, "and I listened to the 1 o'clock gun go bang." "Did you get a fright?" asked Paul. "Not at all," Peter replied. "I knew it was nearly time because I flew past the floral clock on my way there." "What did you do, Paul?"
"What I did was much more fun than what you did. I went to my dance class," replied Paul, looking very smug. "The birdie dance is still my favourite, but next week we're going to learn the tango." And with that, Paul flew away, and so did Peter, feeling a little bit annoyed with his friend.
They both came back the next day. "What did you do this morning?" asked Paul. He always asked first.
"Practiced my rocket launch manoeuvre," said Peter, "which is way more exciting than what you did, whatever it was."
"I don't think so," Paul said, giving his tail feathers a shake. "It sounds really boring. Where do you go to do that?"
"The Botanic Gardens," said Peter. "Lots of space there. And then I went ice skating at Murrayfield. What have you been up to since I saw you last?"
"Oh, you know, this and that. A yoga class, where I perfected my downward dicky bird pose. A bit of shopping for nuts and seeds at the health food shop. I've decided to be a vegan and cut out sugar."
"Oh," said Peter, "that was totally my idea. You stole my idea. I decided to be vegan on Thursday. You're nothing but a copycat dicky bird."
Paul gave Peter a sharp peck on the head, which hurt quite a lot, and he said,
"I so did not steal your idea. I decided to be vegan ages ago. It's just taken me a while to do the shopping bit, that's all."
Peter pecked him back, and before you could say boo to a goose, a great big beak fight had broken out, and they both flew away in a huff, their feathers all ruffled. Next day, Paul arrived at the garden wall first. He was feeling bad. He had actually got the whole idea of being a vegan from Peter, and he was now feeling very sorry about the beak fight. He was also very interested in all the cool things his friend was doing and wanted to get involved, but didn't know how to ask. He waited and waited for Peter to arrive and was beginning to think he never would, when all of a sudden Peter landed right beside him on the garden wall. Peter had a small canvas shopping bag strapped across his chest, and he took it off and opened it up to show Paul all the lovely seeds and nuts inside. "A peace offering," he said, "to say sorry for fighting with you yesterday."
"Oh, I'm very sorry too," said Paul. "Let's never fight again. Let's do everything together from now on."
And so the two little dicky birds kissed and made up. And after they had practiced their favourite heart formation flying stunts, Peter showed Paul the bird table next door, an open-air market where Peter does all his health food shopping. And so does Paul.